Remember the story about the West Palm Beach, Florida girl who sued her prom date because he stood her up.
Yeah, and she had all that money invested in hair and dress and time and everything else, yeah?
She won.
Good!
And the guy who stood her up because he said he had a hurt ankle has paid her, sent her a check for $81.
Good. Okay. Is that just about it?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break here. We'll come back with sports, including a twin win last night.
You say today is when...
Sports stuff, Bergie.
17-year veteran Jim Dwyer raised his batting average to .351 with his first four-hit game in 6 years. Those safeties and three more from Dan Gladden led the Twins past Cleveland 7-4 last night. And Soviet basketball star Sharonis Marchalanis may become the first Soviet player in the NBA. He has his country's approval to play here. He's considered to be the second best player in the Soviet Union. 25 years old, 6'5 guard.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
That should cover that.
Yep.
All right, that's all the sports stuff. Get me up with the music. Oh, I love this station. Hines and Berglund. WLOL morning. Hi, good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm still okay, thanks.
Tomorrow morning, right about this very same time, or maybe a little bit later.
Yes.
World famous stripper Gio.
What?
The star of the video How to Strip for Your Man will be a guest on our program.
No.
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel the flu coming on.
It's a real women's deal. It's, and it's, that's what it is. It's how to strip for your man. It's like a how-to tape for women who want to, add some or take away some.
How do we do that on the radio?
Yeah.
Well, we just talked with her a little bit about it. She won't be doing it on the radio. You know, I watched the video, though. And you know, it was neat. And I guess I can say this. We're all adults here.
Right.
Is I watched it fast forward, backwards, while she put her clothes on.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the Twin Cities ready for this, John?
I think so.
Yeah.
Am I?
It's pretty tame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Now, she's what? She's 64, right?
No.
Huh. Oh, this is a different... Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you want to be tuned in for that.
Okay.
We should issue this warning, too, that this show should not be taken by anyone who suffers from asthma, glaucoma, emphysema, chronic pulmonary disease, shortness of breath, difficulty in going to the bathroom, prostate problems, low blood sugar, high blood pressure, gastric dysfunction, irritable bowel syndrome, acute anxiety, excessive sweating, and those little dots that float in front of your eyes when you stare real hard at a bright light.
I guess I won't even come in.
No, it's just because, you know, we had to have covered you there somewhere. So, at any rate, no, it should be interesting, because she has a very serious approach to taking your clothes off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only in America.
I don't want to miss that.
All right.
It'd be tough being a dress salesperson while she went into the changing room and you were waiting. It's like, come on. No, I need a little music, please.
And do you have any dirty magazines?
What?
Why? What? Has this got something to do with something?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Nor does Gio.
Anyway, so weather forecast us here, will you?
Didn't they name a car after her?
Yeah.
It's
a
different deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hyundai.
Yeah.
Hyundai. Anyway, where were we?
Where were we?
The forecast, yes.
Some showers moving through this morning. I think heavier thunderstorms late this afternoon and this evening, John and Bob and company. And a few of those could be severe later today. I think there will be some sun sandwiched in between midday and afternoon, enough for 93. A lake wind advisory up those southerly winds up around hurricane force once again today. And at least up around 30, 35 miles an hour. Sticky tonight, showers and thunderstorms, some rain heavy, a low of 71. During the day tomorrow, the frontal system stalls right over us, lingering clouds, a few showers and thunderstorms. A little bit cooler, 84 for a high. And Friday's outlook, some sun giving way to increasing clouds, showers late, and a high of 81 degrees.
Okay.
Hey, Bryant Gumbel, well, I shouldn't be telling about this.
Oh, come on.
What?
I got the Today Show on sort of in the background.
Okay.
Just the video.
Okay.
And he's talking about Batman, the movie.
Did he like it?
He's got all the Batman paraphernalia. Somebody should get a raise. Whoever's in charge of PR and hype for this movie,
mm-hmm.
Holy Moses, have you ever seen such a blitz in the media?
Oh, you rarely get to see anything on the TV news about it, and I saw last night. It's like, oh, a new movie out, and TV news is covering a new movie. You bet that's some hype that goes with that then, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna be making a few bucks.
Oh, I think so.
Anyway, 71, clouds, some showers about an hour away, and we'll keep you posted.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
See you guys.
Talk to you in a bit.
Bye.
Have a good morning. Bye-bye.
Good life.
Put the music from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They call the Ghostbusters and they can't control. How throwing.
99 and a half, WLOL, 17 before 8.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Bat dance. Stop. Bat dance from the Batman soundtrack. Now, so,
pretty good movie, huh?
Now, Bruce Wayne got into with, what was her name?
Vicki Vale.
Vicki Vale. And the movie, but Batman didn't. Just she didn't know. Find out that he was. Oh.
Well.
We don't know. Is that your utility belt there, or are you just excited to see me? Say, coming up here in just a moment or so. Up your news, but first a message for Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem can succeed where diets have failed you in the past.
We have watched it.
Yeah. Have you done diets? Up, down. I go on a diet, I lose some weight. The diet runs out, and so does
most people
loss.
Who have done Nutrisystem have done them all.
Yeah, they've done this diet and that diet and lost weight and then got it back, and it doesn't stay with you, or actually, it doesn't stay away with you. Well, that's why Nutrisystem is a whole system. And that's why they can succeed where diets have failed you in the past. If you want to make it happen, if you want to make it work for you, then 636-2000 is the one number that you should do.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
No, you're absolutely right.
Cost nothing either.
Yeah, no cost, no obligation consultation. Find out, what have you got to pay for? What have you got to lose? Nutrisystem will succeed where diets have failed you in the past. Give them a try. I like to... For Up Your News, brought to you by Gedney. The pickup,
the Minnesota pickup.
Gedney reminds you, too, that no Up Your News program would be complete without a Boy George song. So think of this Up Your News program as incomplete. Now to the Up Your News news anchor desk and Up Your News anchor, here's Robert J. Berglund.
And good morning.
Hi.
Exxon Corporation has decided to change its name to try to duck some of the bad PR from the oil spill. From now on, they'll be known as the Accidental Petroleum Company. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bob. Up Your News, speaking of business, has learned that the Checky Group, the group that has put together the bid to buy NWA, or Northwest Airlines, is not into their first airline venture. It was only 3 years ago that through a series of shrewd investments, they took a $260 million airline and managed to turn it into a combination laundromat video store in Whitefish, Montana. Back to you, Bob.
Good news and bad news at dinner last night.
Yeah. What's the good news, Briggy?
No, what's the bad
news? Oh, I'm sorry. What's the bad news?
My wife spilled grape juice all over our brand new tablecloth.
Oh, no.
The good news is the stain looks just like Elvis. You swear. Back to you.
Up Your News physicians remind you that if your knees crack when you walk, your teeth click when you eat, and your stomach makes a weird sloshing noise, just add a saxophone. You'll be a new age radio station.
Yeah, really, really, really.
Back to you, Bob.
Let's conclude with today's Up Your News thought for the day.
Okay.
As Attila once said to his wife, "Hi, homely, I'm hon."
Join us again.
Why?
In case we come apart, Up Your News brought to you by Gedney, the Minnesota.
Minnesota pickle. The pickle that goes crunch with more crunches than every bunch. Get pickled from Gedney.
WLOL.
About 8 before 8. Oh, wow. What a coincidence. Here we are on 8-8-88, and it's 8 before 8.
No, that's not right.
No, but if it was August 8th last year, we would have been okay.
Please don't apologize. Just let
WLOL. Hi, good morning, Heinz and Berglund and WLOL. Close enough we could call this news time. Hit it, Bob.
In Florida, leaving a loaded gun where a child can get it is not just careless. Now it could turn into a felony. The Florida legislature has approved a bill providing a prison sentence of up to 5 years for adults who fail to secure a weapon used by a minor. Hundreds of tourists whose pleasure cruise turned into an ordeal reached a remote Norwegian island today on a rescue boat. Yesterday, their Soviet ocean liner rammed drifting ice east of Greenland. The Soviet news agency says an emergency team is trying to keep the Maxim Gorky from sinking. Authorities in New York have arrested 4 people, including a father and daughter, who are both attorneys, for allegedly bilking desperate couples of $500,000 in a baby-selling scheme. A 144-count indictment accuses them of arranging illegal adoptions for about 100 couples in 21 states and Canada.
Hmm. Okey-doke.
According to the New York Daily News, first dog, Millie, is planning to write her memoirs.
Oh, neat.
Won't that be fun?
Who's going to, Well, I guess I'll just... No. Of course, you got to remember that we are the station that did have a paw reader on, so that doesn't seem so odd to us,
yeah,
really.
Sure.
Stop and think about measure that all up there, yeah. Sports will be coming up in just a moment. Why don't you and I get a message in for Barks, the root beer with the bit of a bite? And now, you should know that Barks comes in diet and in the regular Barks, okay? The diet is indicated or signified by an orange circle on the side that says... Diet. Well, that's clever. At any rate...
Now, tell me, you have tried both kinds.
Yeah.
I am not usually prone to buy diet pop.
No, you don't. No.
Is it different?
No, I don't discern a difference. But see, I like Diet Barks, the root beer with a bit of a bite. B-A-R-Q apostrophe S in the silver can with a little orange circle that says diet on it.
Uh-huh.
Because it still delivers the same great taste. And see, because I do a lot of diet sodas.
Right.
It's like, I know when you get into diet soda, it's got a...
I have to admit, I really have not even tried Diet Barks.
Oh, you should. You should, just to give it a whirl, see if it's fair. Barks is the root beer with a bit of a bite, and now you can try it and diet and see if it doesn't carry over and see if you don't agree. The Barks is the best root beer that you... Minnesota's turning on to it and tasting it up, and
it's
you'll like it,
too. It's darn the good stuff.
Ta-da. In the meantime, sports time. Hit it, Briggy.
Twins won.
Okay. Oh, is that it?
Well, you wanted sports. That's it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Twins beat the Indians 7-4.
Okay. It's about a minute or so before 8 o'clock in the morning. Morning!
Top of the IDS Center. 99.5 WMOL. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Hey, coming up on this Sunday, WLOL and Reebok and Dayton's and the Timberwolves getting together for the open auditions for the Timberwolves performance team. You can call 337-DUNK for more info on that. And be there Sunday at 1. Okay, well, thank you for calling back. Okay, yeah, I can't talk. I'm on the radio.
John.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
Who was that?
A listener saying thanks for tickets to the WLOL premiere last night of Batman, the motion picture. Said they were kind of knocked out by the fact that we had special guests there. Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis from Flight Time. Are they still Flight Time? They still use Flight Time?
I think so.
They have a Grammy. It doesn't matter. We just call it whatever we want.
That's right.
Yes. But at any rate, it was nice that they called up and said, hey, can we get tickets for the movie? I said, sure. We call her 19 next time we give them away. Goodbye. No, actually, they listened in, and when they heard the song of the hour, they called in and won ticks. Some guests from New Edition also. That was a pretty big deal. Also, in just a little bit, a song or two, we should have a review from a critic.
Who
is it, the movie? I don't know. I just have a note here that says Big Shot Critic sees opening to Batman premiere, and will review on WLOL.
Really? Good.
Yes. Well, that should be good. So, forecast goes like this from News 11 meteorologists tonight. A 93-degree high today with good rain chances, a good possibility. 70 tonight's low, 83 for tomorrow's high. So that's all. And better rain chances tonight into tomorrow.
Very windy, very humid. It's 72 now.
I wonder what the wind gusts were yesterday.
No, it's 71.
Is it? I was watching yesterday out at Boston Field before our softball game, which, by the way, we won. Through a lack of interest. It's like, well, boy, we had more guys who were, you know, into it than they did, so we won. But then they managed to beat us with the 7 guys they had, but that's neither here nor there. So what happened was, I was watching during the strong winds, these planes coming in, like, oh, tippy-tippy, you know,
yeah,
back and forth like that. I thought, boy, that must be a, you know, tough time trying to land a plane in that unsteady winds like that.
I would think so.
Now the wind gusts coming from the south. Take that, Egan, you airport noise people, you. I benefit a little bit from that, and I don't mind telling you that. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Touchstone Pictures presents Dead
Final Days.
Oh, here's the excuse me, sorry. Recorded at Gark Studios in Minneapolis, here's the Hines and Berglund custom recorded jingle. A depression is where you can't make ends meet. And a recession is where one of the ends gets repossessed.
I didn't tell you, coming into work this morning, I saw one of those diamond-shaped bumper stickers.
Yeah?
In the back window of a BMW that said, Baby, I'm bored.
Yeah?
Baby, I'm bored.
Oh! Baby, I'm bored!
Have any records?
Yes, he does. It's available at Cheapo Records. So there. W-L-O-L. See, I didn't hear you when you said, baby, I'm bored. I thought I said, baby, on board.
No, baby, I'm bored.
Well, that changes the whole tone and texture.
I hate to really drag it out that long.
I know.
Because, you know, it wasn't that funny.
Well, plus there was only a short jingle part, you know, that was coming back with the singing. W-L-O-L, morning. 12 after 8.
Good morning, it's Wednesday, the first day of summer.
Hot dog, I'm ready.
It's going to be icky sticky, too.
See you at the beach with the WLOL Beach Radio on. WLOL. Hi, good morning. Oh, hang on just a second. We should, our critic should be, Bert Siskel should be here. Hello, who? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Bert, how you doing?
I'm just fine, how are you?
Who?
It's a Hollywood critic, Bert Siskel.
Hey, it's great to be in Milwaukee.
Great to have you. Wait, are you calling from Milwaukee?
No, Hollywood. It's great to be in Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. It's great to be here.
Okay, great.
No, Milwaukee?
You're in Minneapolis. Do you care?
Pardon me?
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Right.
Twin Cities.
Right. Good. Yes, great to be here.
Good.
Very happy to be here. Lovely town.
So did you go to the premiere last night then, of course?
I certainly did.
How was the movie?
Well, let me tell you, gentlemen, it was great. It was great.
It was.
Great,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely great.
How was Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton? What can you say about Michael Keaton? He was great.
How about, like, Jack Nicholson in the role of the Joker?
Well, the Joker, very great role for Jack Nicholson, who was, of course, great.
Right. How about Kim Basinger?
Oh, she looked great. Great. Oh, great, yes.
Yeah. How about, just to get an idea, people were curious to know about, the special effects used in the movie.
Oh, They were great. Oh, boy, great special effects. Nifty, great. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to... What do you think of the Batmobile as compared to... I mean, how'd you like that?
This happens to be my forte, special effects. I happen to get behind the scenes and see a little bit about this ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you the Batmobile was great. It was great. It looked great. It really was.
Good.
What about the storyline?
Oh, the storyline. Well, great. Great writing.
Bert.
Yes.
As long as we have... Seriously, how did you like the movie?
It was okay.
Thank you.
Where'd you find this guy?
I got a deal on him. He called and asked if he wanted us to review, if he wanted to do a movie review for us. And he would like charge us.
Did you pay him?
Not yet.
Don't.
As it turned out, we were just disconnected. I don't even know how to get a hold of the guy. Kind of grated.
Good.
Whole thing great. No, great. Grated on me a little bit.
Richfield Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
At the sound of the Smurf being chased around with a rolled-up newspaper, the exact time will be pretty close to 20 after...
Hey, be careful with that.
20
hey, careful,
after
look out. Oh, hey, cut it out. Careful, you'll hurt some... Oh, ouch. Ooh, ow. Stop it. Yeah.
Got him.
Cruel.
Yeah, thanks. Nylon's Wildfire Song from WLOL. I love this.